Hi, Mr. Lennon. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. So I've been following you on social media during this whole pandemic thing, and I feel like you're busier now with the homeschooling and the grout cleaning and all of that. Are you ready for things to get back to normal so you can actually get some rest?
It would be great. I mean, it is interesting when you take a person, I don't know if you know anybody with like OCD compulsive cleaners, but I am one of those. So yeah, it got a little scary when I started taking apart all the locks in the house to clean out the inside of the locks. But that is absolutely something that I did about a week ago. Yeah.
Your wife is probably like, you've got to get out of the house. You've got to have something to do.
I feel like she would probably love it. Yeah. She would definitely love that. But, you know, I've got the steam cleaner on standby. I'm really, really starting to find different things that I didn't think you could clean.
Right. Yeah. It's a challenge. So I'm super excited because we're talking right now because there are new episodes right this minute on an app called Quibi, brand new episodes of Reno 911. When I heard this show was returning as like a short form series on Quibi, I thought, what a great show for this platform. It really works well, doesn't it?
It's basically ideal. Like, I think if we, I don't think we would ever do like half hour episodes or 20 minute episodes of Reno 911 again.
Right.
Like, that was, like, the world we live in is very different. People mostly watch things on YouTube now. And I think if you go to the app and watch them, you'll see, if you're a fan of the old show, I don't think you'll miss anything at all. They're, to me, they're, like, kind of more fun. They're just, like, a little bit denser, a little bit, more intense. It's like an espresso instead of, like, a big, huge thing of tea.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. No, I've watched probably three or four episodes now and love it. It's great. It really is the perfect format. 6-7 minutes. You get right to the joke.
You're already into them.
Yeah. I woke up early this morning just to watch them all. I was excited.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What's it like putting the shorts back on after all these years and returning to the role? I mean, it's been 11 years since you played Officer Dangle.
I will say this. I'm very, very glad that they're made out of a somewhat stretchy material. For a bunch of reasons. The weird thing is they sort of fit, but not very well. But then the only kind of good news about that is that they never really fit that well in the first series. So, any way you wear them, they're going to look pretty stupid. So, I pretty much nailed it. The only thing that was so weird is, like when we used to do the old show, I was always like kind of tan because the outside filming all the time.
Right.
So the first time I put the shorts on this time, you know, as an Irish person who wears sunblock, I was like literally as pale as like a piece of chalk. So it was like my legs were blinding people.
Is there anyone that you based Officer Dangle on when you originally kind of work in the character?
100%. It was, the look of the character is based on something so specific, which is, if you've ever seen the Demi Moore movie, G.I. Jane.
Yes.
Viggo Mortensen is her instructor at the Navy SEALs training, the BUDS program. Look at Viggo Mortensen in G.I. Jane, and then look at a picture of Lieutenant Dangle, and you're going to see an eerie amount of overlap.
Is there a little bit of Barney Fife in Dangle?
There was a little bit, but the voice, when I was working on Dangle, and I say working on, meaning the 90 seconds that I thought about what the character was going to be like, keep in mind, this is like 20 years ago, I was sort of trying to do like, the voice is sort of like Al Gore.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So it's like kind of like a, I was sort of trying to do like a hello, I'm Al Gore voice.
Yeah.
But it never quite landed as an Al Gore voice. It just was like, yeah. So Dangle is basically the look of Viggo Mortensen, G.I. Jane, with the voice of a terrible Al Gore impression.
Hey, well, it works. And you know, when I was watching this stuff this morning, I realized none of you guys have aged. I don't know what it is, what's in the water, what are you doing? Because you haven't aged at all in 11 years since you last did this show.
What's really weird is that, like, when we did the show, although I was in my late 20s when we started the show, I'm probably in physically better shape. Because at the time, I was like, when we did the show, I would, like, smoke cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, like all the dumb stuff we used to do in the past that we don't really do anymore. So I certainly feel better in the shorts now than I ever did before. But no, everybody looks remarkably. It is weird to see how much everyone looks so remarkably kind of the same.
Exactly. Yeah. After all these years. Now, I was watching the trailer as well, and I think this season's going to be huge. You've got great guest stars. I saw Weird Al, your buddies, in there. Did I see Tim Allen as well? Yep. Does he make an appearance?
Tim, who's also a buddy of mine, there's a great episode coming up where Lieutenant Dangle has made the finals for Space Force. And so he's getting put through the... speaking of G.I. Jane, it's basically like he's getting put through the very final test to see if he's fit enough to be part of the Space Force program.
Oh, that's
and
so
there's
great.
A little bit of a twist to that, as there often is on Reno 911. There's a bit of a twist to that one that I don't want to spoil, but that's a really funny episode.
That's fantastic. Now, let's talk about Tiger King for a second. We're going to switch gears. I mean, Reno's crazy, right? But Tiger King is real life crazy. Like, Tiger King is something, a character that you guys would write for Reno and that you would, you know, find in the desert somewhere. But this is real life. How quickly did you binge that show when it came out? Was it like a one-day binge?
Well, pretty fast. I still actually haven't finished all of them, but as soon as I started getting tons of like tweets from people being like, Thomas Lennon should be Joe Exotic, and I'm like, who is it? You know, because when I look in the mirror, I see Daniel Craig.
Right, exactly.
I
yeah,
see,
same
like,
here.
Dashing leading man. When the rest of the world sees me, apparently they say Joe Exotic's the Tiger King, right. Everybody. So, I will say, if you enjoyed my Joe Exotic at all, I did it on Colbert a couple weeks ago. Please go in about an hour to my Twitter or my Instagram. The Twitter is Thomas Lennon. The Instagram is Thomas Patrick Lennon. And there's a very special, Reno 911 themed video coming up with a special appearance by Joe Exotic.
Well, I was talking to, I had Dylan Passage, who's Joe's husband, on the other day, and we were talking about who he thinks should play Joe, and it came down, we've narrowed it down to you and Spade, which either one of you guys I think would nail the part. If Lifetime came to you, and because, you know, there's going to be some sort of a Lifetime movie or something. If somebody came to you and said, hey, we need you to play Joe, would you do it?
100% yes. I only worry that it might make me start smoking again.
Yeah, that's the trigger that gets you back on the train.
That would be all it takes, yep.
So you have a book series called Ronan Boyle. When did you have time to write a book series?
Yeah, you know, if you're, you know, when you're like slightly crazy, you know, I mean, I'm just always doing stuff.
Right.
Because you know, if I can't clean out the locks. So, yeah, I was in Ireland a couple of years ago with my family. And a friend of mine there showed me what a real Irish shillelagh looks like. And if you've never held a real Irish shillelagh, it is like it's a major weapon. Like, it's not meant to be like a funny little walking stick like the Lucky Charms guy.
Right.
It's a fight. So when I was looking at that shillelagh, I just thought, what if this was like the thing you had to carry for work, for your job? And then it led me to this series that I've written about this teenage kid in Galway, Ireland, who gets recruited for the special unit of Tir na n-Og, which is the land of the fairy folk. So he's basically dealing with the crimes of leprechauns. And stuff like that. It's a very fun series. The first one made the New York Times bestseller list. The second one came out the day of the lockdown this year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the timing was weird. But you can literally get them anywhere. And if your kids are funny or if you're funny, there's also, I read the audiobook of both books.
Oh, perfect.
So you can go to anywhere they have audiobooks and you get to hear me do like 50 different Irish accents and play the banjo. Yeah.
Oh, so, that's so cool. Well, I'm going to have to do it. I need a new quarantine read. So yeah. I'm excited. Thomas, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I could talk to you all day. You're one of the funniest guys in the world.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
Thanks for watching the shows. It's fun to hear that people are starting to see them already.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. I would advise everyone to check it out right now on Quibi and go buy your books, right? You got two of them. Buy them.
Oh, please.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.